quite apart from word faux pas, there are some other faux pas that can have far greater consequences. And one of those is trying to navigate the roads during the foggy weather we've been experiencing here in Cape Town. Yesterday saw us driving through thick fog for most of us, especially those colleagues of mine who were coming into the studio from sort of the West Coast and the like. And with very long stretches of highway, you know, with no traffic lights or lit buildings on the side of the highway, that can be extremely dangerous when you suddenly spot headlights or headlights if you've veered into the wrong lane, or brake lights, and it makes for difficult driving, particularly in the evening and morning. Leighton Beard is the spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa, who will help us understand a little bit better how to navigate, literally, how we make our way through the fog. Hi, Leighton. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. How are you this morning?
Disregardless. Thank you, Refilo.
I'm going to hang up. Okay, cool. So, you know, we had some very, very foggy conditions yesterday. And, you know, it turns out many people have absolutely no clue how to use fog lights, when to use fog lights. Won't you give us some tips on how to manage the roads?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to use your fog lights when there's fog. And if the visibility is less than 100 meters, then you certainly want to engage them when you're driving, because what it does is it shines on the road directly in front of your vehicle. So it provides you with that visibility when visibility looking further ahead is very bad. And the intention there is that you drive very slowly when you've got those lights on, and that you are focused very much on that stretch of road directly in front of you. Now, when you're driving on a highway, that may be a little bit difficult, but I think the key term that I've just used here is driving slowly. So if there is heavy fog, we would tell people, do not engage your hazard lights. That's something that a lot of people do, and it creates a lot of problems for others. But do engage your fog lights. Do engage your fog lights, but drive very slowly.
Okay, so that's all logical. Talk to me about why we shouldn't use hazards.
So when you're using your hazards on a highway and there is very low visibility, drivers behind you don't know whether you are stuck in the lane, whether your car is moving or whether it's stationary. There is very... tricky when you change lanes for people to understand where you're going. So, you know, people coming up from behind are not necessarily going to be understanding of why your hazard lights are on. And they may themselves then, you know, stop very suddenly because they think that you've stopped. And that could have a ripple domino effect.
Gotcha.
So it's very difficult. It's very dangerous to be driving with your hazard lights on. Rather, drive slowly. If the conditions are such that you find it very difficult to drive, then we would suggest that you go as slowly as possible in one of the lanes where the traffic is moving slower, rather than trying to stay up to speed and then driving with your hazards on, because that's creating problems for other drivers.
So a lot of people either don't know how to find their fog lights. So obviously, unlike me, every morning, not everybody's doing their pre-trip inspection. Wink, wink. what do we do? Do we put on brights? Because the brights actually just enhance the fog, as I've observed.
Yeah, your brights are going to, I mean, they're a higher beam and they're going to go further. Very importantly, I think if you have a vehicle, go and check your owner's manual. It's going to be different in different vehicles, but you do need to have a look in your owner's manual. Go find out where those fog lights are and how you engage them. Many vehicles, it's a button, obviously, very close to where your light switches are. So you will engage your light switches, and then you may need to do an extra 180-degree turn of that light switch, or you may have to push it one more time to engage it. But please consult your owner's manual. Too few people do that. But if you want to get your fog lights, go find out in your owner's manual exactly how you engage them.
Perfect. All righty, Leighton. See you on the roads out there, irregardless of whether there's fog. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Leighton Beard is the spokesperson for AA South Africa.